And good morning. It's now 7:51 at News Radio KMAN. I'm Dave Lewis, and Brandon Peoples is joining me in the studio. We have a wonderful opportunity to visit with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran on this Monday morning. Senator, good morning, and welcome to KMAN.
Good morning. Good to be with you and our listeners.
Yes. Well, boy, there's not anything going on in the world these days, is there?
Nothing at all. I was able to escape Manhattan and its weather yesterday afternoon. I'm sitting in the parking lot at Donnelly College in Kansas City, Kansas. I'm meeting with the faculty and staff of this college, this Catholic university, and then off to the airport where things in Washington, D.C. Are full throttle as well.
Senator, there's been a lot going on, a lot in the news here about what's going on in Ukraine. I know you're probably getting briefed on this quite a bit yourself. How much progress is being made? We're in the 12th day now of this Russian invasion of Ukraine. Is there any progress being made by the Ukrainian forces?
Well, on Saturday morning, I was involved in a phone call with the president, President Zelensky of Ukraine. And just listening to the 10-day description, what had happened in the last 10 days in Ukraine, it's in some ways it's just terribly discouraging and disappointing. In other ways, it's so inspiring. And clearly the President Zelensky was grateful for American, for European, for NATO help. He had requests that he was asking of us, things that we could do more. But he also outlined just the facts, which are terribly outnumbered, military soldier-wise, and the equipment differential is huge in favor of the Russians. And that part of the conversation just seems so tragic and so sad. But the progress, I mean, I think the world response in the economic sanctions has had a significant consequence in Russia. I don't know whether it changes behavior, but I would say one reason to keep all the pressure on is that I have no comfort level that should this be accomplished, should Russia's invasion of Ukraine accomplish the goals of Putin, that Ukraine will be the last invasion by Russian troops. And so it's important for the world in support of Ukraine, but also to try to limit the incursion, the intrusion, this tragic and illegal thug kind of occurrence from one country to another. It's important for us to keep all the screws turned tight and all the pressure on to try to dissuade Putin from taking other steps beyond Ukraine.
I know that President Zelensky's asked for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. I know that comes with some other challenges if that's imposed, but where do you stand on that, Senator Moran?
Well, I am of the view that the pilots should be Ukrainian and that the airplanes can be Polish, and that was the specific request of President Zelensky, was there are Polish planes, which apparently the Polish government is willing to provide to Ukraine. And what is missing is a guarantee by the United States that we will backfill the loss of those Polish aircraft to Poland. And I understand that our Secretary of State was in Poland. I understand that those conversations, those discussions have taken place, and maybe there is an agreement for that to occur. But there are complications with just getting that accomplished, and time clearly is not on the Ukrainian side. So both from Kansas and in Washington, D.C. today, we will be doing everything we can to encourage that to happen. Back up the Poles so that they can provide these Soviet-made MiGs that are capable of being piloted by Ukrainian pilots to Ukraine in hopes that we can make Ukraine safer and we'll have some greater military advantage on behalf of Ukrainians.
Senator, a little over a week ago, you spoke to a Junction City a group of business leaders there about the possibility of Fort Riley getting a 5th Brigade. Can you bring us up to date on what your hopes and thoughts are there?
Well, I wish it was as close to happening as perhaps your question suggests, But the point I was making when I visited with the leaders at the Junction City Military Affairs Council breakfast was we are doing, I'm working as a defense appropriator to do everything I can to make sure the infrastructure at Fort Riley is strong and capable of handling additional units and brigades at Fort Riley. And that means making certain that, I mean, part of it was getting Irwin Army Hospital online. A new school is ground broken just last week. That's one of several that have occurred. I also toured the new Junction City High School, which is a component of attracting military. The state legislature is looking at legislation to fix a way that we handle impact aid in Kansas that is different and less beneficial to the military families and school districts located on a military installation. And finally, trying to make certain that housing, which is the current focus of our attention, trying to improve and increase the volume amount of housing available for military men, women, and their families, all designed to try to get an additional brigade. We've had an additional brigade at Fort Riley. The capacity is there, and we want to make sure the assets remain and that Fort Riley is a place that, should a brigade arise, that Fort Riley is its home. And on this topic, Dave, it's important to recognize that, tie these two stories together, we have Fort Riley soldiers serving in Poland and Romania as part of Operation Atlantic Resolve, in place prior to the invasion of Russia, by Russia, of Ukraine. And their efforts are to train and be prepared should there be a Russian intrusion into a NATO country, which Ukraine is not. But their tours of duty have been extended, and they and we've also seen that the president has called up 11,000 additional soldiers from other installations across the country to add to the 80,000 American troops that are already in Europe with in regard to NATO. So Fort Riley is an important component of what's going on in protecting NATO countries should Russia increase their territorial ambitions.
Senator Moran, I might ask about gas prices. We've seen them go up substantially here over the last few days. And I know there's more calls on perhaps the Biden administration to open up some of the reserves here. Can that happen? Do you think that will happen? And if so, what sort of timeline would that be?
Well, Brandon, I am one of those senators who is encouraging, insisting, requesting, demanding that the Biden administration shut down the ability for Americans to import Russian oil. What a ironic, but more importantly, immoral circumstance in which we are funding the Russians to attack a country we're trying to protect at a time in which we have American men and women in the neighborhood. And so Russia's foreign currency is based upon oil exports. We ought not be buying oil. What that means to me is not a release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but ending the policies of the Biden administration that are so adamantly opposed to fossil fuels. Ironically, stories report that we're now negotiating with Iran and Venezuela, not our friends or allies, to increase their production of oil to import to the United States while we refuse to do the things necessary to import more, to explore and produce more of our own.
Well, it's a very delicate situation in so many different arenas, Senator, and I know that you had a very short amount of time to visit with us this morning, but we're certainly feeling honored and privileged that you would take some time out of a busy Monday morning to visit with us, and so glad that you escaped the snow that we have here. You know, there's about 5 inches over here, and you got out of scooping your driveway.
That's true. I'd forgotten about that. I haven't talked to Rob this morning, so I'll probably hear about that part.
I bet you will. Senator, wishing you great things. Thank you so much for joining us this morning here on KMAN, and we'll look forward to the next time we get a visit with you.
If our listeners have any comments, I look forward to hearing from them. Thank you.
And how should they reach out to you?
I think email is probably it's the one that's used the most, and I think the easiest way is to just Google Senator Jerry Moran. Our webpage will come up, and on that web page is the method by which you can send an email.
Pretty simple. Senator, have a good day. Thank you so much.
Good day. Thank you.